Just after 8 a.m. on September 11th, 2014, the Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness in St. Mary Parish, Louisiana, began getting urgent phone calls from residents about a text alert.
It says toxic fumes hazard warning in this area.
Duval Arthur Jr. is director. He was on duty at the time and recalls the message that came in.
Take shelter, check local media.
Within 2 hours, social media users from the Gulf of Mexico to the Great Lakes were inundated with posts about the event. Images of the explosion, a screenshot of the CNN homepage appeared. Even a YouTube video showing someone watching a TV broadcast in which ISIS had allegedly claimed responsibility for an attack on the plant. But not a word of it was true. It was all an elaborately staged hoax. So who did it?
I was told that it was the Russians, but I have no information on that, none whatsoever.
But current and former U.S. intelligence officials do. And sources have told WTOP it was a classic Russian troll operation, part of their practice process for the 2016 fake news operation in the run-up to the election. And while there are questions about how they did it, former DNI Jim Clapper told WTOP, we should expect to see it again.
The success that they achieved is simply going to embolden them to do more.
And Clapper has seen evidence they're planning it.
Reports of additional Russian intelligence operatives coming to this country.
But not all of the blame can be placed on the Russians. Virginia Senator Mark Warner, vice chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, says part of it was our own fault.
For a long time in the United States, we have not taken cybersecurity seriously enough.
And coming up in my final report, the mistake.
Russian diplomats who visited the State Department did not have to be escorted.
It may have led to everything we're living through now. J.J. Green, WTOP News.